Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
Live music is coming back, and you can find out listings of local live music events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, where you found out about shows like the Live Skull Reunion of the post-punk experimental rock band is playing at Tubby's on September 17th with Thalia Zedek opening. This is a major show locally, and Tubby's is reopening soon in Kingston. And we'll have shows. You can go to tubbyskingston.com for more information about this show and WGXC.org in the community calendar for more information about all sorts of other shows and performances locally in the WGXC community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com. Or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alaysia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener supported radio.
Seize upon the moment long ago, one breath away, and there you will be, so young and carefree. That place in time, so gold. Still away into that way back when you thought that all would last forever, but like the weather, nothing can ever be in time, stay gold. But can it be when we can see so vividly a memory? And yes, you say. Filled with sorrow and compassion, though not imagined, all things that happen will age to old, though gold, 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 though gold.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Mashuda. I'm 19 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And you're also from the Hudson Area Library.
Yeah.
Mashuda has just joined us as an AmeriCorps team member. Yay!
Yay.
I'm excited.
Me too.
That's fun. And, but yes, so we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, other bookish things.
And we're often joined by our friends, but some things have come up this week, so it's just the two of us today. So we're going to talk about some books and some bookish things as well, and that will be fun.
Riddles.
Oh, riddles are fun. Do you have any good riddles for me?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get them. It's a test.
I'm sure you will get it. So it says, I'm tall when I'm young, and I'm short when I'm old. What am I?
Tall when you're young, and you're short when you're old. What shrinks over time? I mean, a lot of things. Like a balloon, it could be, because those are like big and then they go zoop, and they shrink.
Yeah.
But it's probably not that. Tall when I'm young and I'm short when I'm old.
It can be anything. So it's like,
could be.
It's not a living thing.
It's not a living thing.
Yeah. It's something that we use a lot in our house. I don't know if it's a good end.
Okay.
It's something we use to like light. We use it as a light.
Oh, a candle.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Poor old candle. Just a pile of wax.
Yeah. So, another one?
Yeah. We'll see if I ever get one.
No, it's okay. It's like, it can be anything. Like, you're right. It
yeah.
Can be a balloon. It could be like a human. A human shrink too. So it could mm-hmm. be anything. So
we don't usually shrink that much though.
Oh, okay.
That we're smaller than a baby.
No. True. I don't know. I look
hard. That's where my brain was going to. I was like, well, we get bigger, like smaller.
Yeah. So this one, I like that one. It's like, so what is always in front of you, but can't be seen?
The future.
Yes.
Yes. I was like, the future, breath.
It's the future. Yeah.
Although sometimes you can see your breath.
True.
Like on a cold day or...
Yeah, it's actually very depressing because to think about it, because like what's going to happen in the future, like we get hints about it, but we don't know. And then like suddenly it's hard to say.
Yeah, see if I can find any riddles. Okay. I don't know. This isn't really a riddle.
I'm here.
Okay. Here's a good summer riddle. You throw away my outside, eat my inside, then throw away the inside. What am I?
Okay, so
you throw away my outside, mm-hmm. eat my inside, then throw away the inside. What am I?
Okay, so it's not a banana. Is it a pistachio? Mm-hmm. No.
This one I think could also be a couple of things, but it's most, I see what, it makes the most sense what it is, I think, but not necessarily. Anyways, there's some other options. So you throw away the outside, you eat the inside, and then you throw away the inside.
A pineapple? No.
No.
I'm so bad at this. Is it like a fruit or vegetable?
Yes, I think.
Okay, so that's
good. Like, what is it? I think people think of it as a vegetable, but I wonder if it's actually not a vegetable. I think it's not a vegetable, but it is a vegetable. Go with that.
Okay. I can only think of fruits.
I guess it is a vegetable. Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't positive.
I mean, cucumbers, lettuce, we eat that. I mean...
See, I feel like watermelon could be an answer.
Yeah, I thought.
Because you get rid of the rind, you eat the fruit, and you usually throw away the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that could count, but that wasn't the answer.
Yeah. Or like the pineapple, you know, a lot of times there's like the hard things. The pineapple, mm-hmm. we throw it out. That's inside.
Yeah.
And a cucumber? No, right?
No.
I'm trying.
You're throwing away more than seeds.
I'm so bad.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's corn on the cob.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I was thinking anything that has like a pit where you might peel it, or that has big seeds like a watermelon could also count.
I like asking people riddles, but not.
You don't like answering them?
No. Because I'm
Do you want to ask another one?
Sure. Should I ask you a harder one or easy one?
Either way, because I'm not. I've been hit or miss with the ones you've been asking, so it's hard to say if it'll be hard or easy for me.
Okay.
Either one's fine. Okay. Go hard. Why not? It'll challenge me and our radio listeners. Yeah. They have to guess too.
Yep. A man who was outside in the rain without an umbrella or hat didn't get a single hair on his head wet. Why?
I have an idea. Is he bald?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, well, he could have been under a tree. Or he's bald. He has no hair. He didn't even get like his eyebrows wet. Maybe he didn't have eyebrows.
Could be.
It's one of the perks of being bald. You don't have to get your hair wet.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, those are fun.
Don't worry about brushing your hair every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like actual work.
Yeah, those are fun. I thought I would share a couple books that are new releases, either that came out this week or that are coming out next week for young audiences. So one of them is called Kiki Kalira Breaks a Kingdom by Sangu Mandana. And this is the description. And this is like a middle grade novel. Kiki Kalira has always been a worrier. Did she lock the front door? Is there a terrible reason her mom is late? Recently, her anxiety has been getting out of control. But one thing that has always soothed her is drawing. Kiki's sketchbook is full of fanciful doodles of the rich Indian myths and legends her mother has told her over the years. One day, her sketchbook's calming effect is broken when her mythological characters begin springing to life right out of its pages. Kiki ends up falling into the mystical world she drew, which includes a lot of wonderful discoveries like the band of rebel kids who protect the kingdom, as well as not so great ones like the ancient deity bent on total destruction. As the one responsible for creating the evil god, Kiki must overcome her fear and anxiety to save both worlds, the real and the imagined, from his wrath. But how can a girl armed with only a pencil defeat something so powerful? Woo! Yeah, that sounds really fun.
Yeah.
And that's by the author Sangu Mandana, who wrote the Arusha and the Serpent's Secret series, which I know is a popular series. And it's interesting. I had talked about it a couple weeks ago, so I wasn't going to talk about it on today's show, but I just finished a middle grade graphic novel called Doodleville by Chad Sell, which is about a young artist who draws these little doodle characters. And it's sort of like this alternate reality, fantastical reality that feels like the real world, but her doodles kind of like come to life off the page, and like it's something that other people notice. So it's not just in her head. It's really happening in this world. And her doodles sometimes get in trouble. And then she draws a big monster and it starts like wreaking havoc on all the other drawings. And so then they're like trying to figure out how to like take down the monster. But then she starts to have some sympathy for the monster because she realizes that it's somewhat connected to her and her emotions. And she feels guilty about like trying to fight this monster that's really just kind of an extension of her. So this reminded me of that because it's about an artist whose drawings sort of come to life and sets her on an adventure. But this one's not a graphic novel. This one's a novel. So that's Kiki Kalira Breaks a Kingdom.
Yeah, sounds good. That's a really good book.
Yeah. Imagine if Fatia's drawings came to life.
Yeah.
Surrounded by butterflies and rainbows.
Yeah.
And flowers.
Yeah. She already thinks about for herself like she's a superhero. And yeah.
And then I'll share another, this one's more for a teen audience, and it just came out this past week, and it is called Rise to the Sun by Leah Johnson, who wrote a book called You Should See Me in a Crown, which I loved. And so this is her next novel. And the description reads as follows. Olivia is an expert at falling in love and at being dumb. But after the fallout from her last breakup has left her an outcast at school and at home, she's determined to turn over a new leaf. A crush-free weekend at Farmland Music and Arts Festival with her best friend is just what she needs to get her mind off the senior year that awaits her. Tony is 1 week away from starting college, and it's the last place she wants to be. Unsure about who she wants to become and still reeling in the wake of the loss of her musician-turned-roadie father, she's heading back to the music festival that changed his life in hopes that following in his footsteps will help her find her own way forward. When the two arrive at Farmland, the last thing they expect is to realize that they'll need to join forces in order to get what they're searching for out of the weekend. As they work together, the festival becomes so much more complicated than they bargained for. Olivia and Tony will find that they need each other and music more than they could ever have imagined. Packed with irresistible romance and irrepressible heart, bestselling author Leah Johnson delivers a stunning and cinematic story about grief, love, and the remarkable power of music to heal and connect us all. Yay! Sounds like a really good summer read, going to a music festival. I don't know how many of those are happening this year, but when I was a teenager, I used to love going to music concerts in the summer. There were some venues not far from where I lived that they would like announce their summer series, and I'd be like, which ones do I want to go to? It was so fun.
Yeah, they sound fun too.
Plus, I think it's cool how there's like two young women that are at a similar time in their life, one like getting ready to enter their last year of high school and one that's getting ready to take the next step into college. And it should be interesting to hear those perspectives in the story.
That's a big move, like a big transition in life. So
yeah. Yay.
They're both great books. I definitely recommend our listeners to check it out.
Yeah, I'm excited to read both of those. I know Mishuda has at least one poem to share, maybe two. But before we do that, I wanted to mention that our summer reading program at the library has started. We kicked off this week, and it's been lovely to see people coming to the library. We also have virtual programs as well. But one of the activities we're doing is we have free backpacks for kids, tweens, and teens. And this was created in collaboration with the Columbia Land Conservancy, and it has activities and crafts. And then each kid gets to pick out two books as well. So we have a selection of books, some very lovely, lovely books that you can choose from. All different age ranges, types of books, you know, whether you like funny or serious or fairy tales or funny things or rhymey things. We've got a little bit of everything in there. And so you can just stop by the library and pick up your bag and your books anytime we're open. And we're now open from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then Wednesday is our late night, so we're open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Saturday, we're open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We do require that everyone over the age of 2 wears a mask for the time being. And we do have some masks here if you forget yours. So if you get to the front door and you realize you forgot your mask at home, we can help you out. But do stop by. We're at 51 North 5th Street in Hudson, the Hudson Area Library, and come get your summer reading bag. And you can browse while you're here. You can use the computers, can check out a program. We're really excited to see people this summer. And every day, not just the summer.
Yeah, great people. As I'm working, it's like, it feels like the pandemic's over, but it's not. But it feels very nice seeing a lot of welcoming faces. And
Yeah. And you could see Mishuda's welcoming face and my welcoming face. Yeah. If you come. Yeah. What a joy. What a prize.
Yeah, it truly is. It's like, the pandemic, I think, made us stay home and be separated. Like now we're open. So come enjoy, study anything and take time for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. We hope to see everybody soon. Feel free to stop by 51 North 5th Street. Don't forget your mask. And you can always give a call too. We're still doing curbside service. So anyone that doesn't feel comfortable coming in the library, either because they don't feel comfortable wearing a mask, where they don't feel comfortable coming inside even with the mask on, can bring you books or movies out to your car or vehicle. Or if you're walking, we can hand deliver them outside. So you can always give us a call, 518-828-1792. And check out our list of programs online too at hudsonarialibrary.org. We've got a mix of virtual and in-person options this summer and lots of different topics and types of programs. So looking forward to it all. But I'm also looking forward to hearing some poems from Mishuda. So maybe you can share a poem or two.
Okay, the poem I have is Nothing Gold Can Stay by Robert Frost, who lived 1874 through 1963. Nature's first green is gold, her hardest who to hold. Her early leaves flower, but only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief, so dawn goes down to day. Nothing gold can stay by Robert Frost. So that's, one of my favorite poems by him. And we read it in school so many times. And it's like, gives us a message that nothing valuable can stay. And a lot of times we take things for granted, whether it's people or an object, anything. And a lot of times when we're taking it for granted, we forget that it doesn't stay with us forever. So we have to just cherish and love the moment that we have. So it's like, as depressing it is, it's true. So I feel like that poem makes us come to reality and just enjoy the moment. And
it always reminds me of The Outsiders.
Oh yeah,
that novel.
Right. Yeah,
so I think it's featured in that. I know it's in the movie. I think it's in the book too.
I love The Outsiders, but I don't love the ending.
No.
Sad.
Yeah, it's one of those books that I feel like there's certain books and movies that I know how they're going to end. And I always get invested and want them to end differently. Like anytime I see a Romeo and Juliet story, I'm like, maybe it'll be a happy ending. And it never is.
Yeah, I have seen a lot of like movies based on Romeo and Juliet, and that there was happy ending.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like one of the Hollywood movies. I forgot what was the name. Were based on Romeo and Juliet, but like the director switched it to a happy ending. But like I love Shakespeare writing more because it's like I understand why he writes the tragedy. Mm-hmm. Because it's like nowadays, oh, it's happy, happy, happy. But then he goes in depth to mm-hmm. it. And
he has some comedies though.
Yeah,
they can be pretty funny. And actually, the movie that I had been thinking of, which was the last Romeo and Juliet adaptation that I saw, did not have a happy ending.
Like The Notebook, right? The Notebook, did it have a happy ending? I'm assuming it's from...
I think that one, it's less of an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, but more it's like the love from like opposite sides of the tracks kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like their families wouldn't approve kind of thing. I don't remember that one being Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, no, I just thought about, like, I connected it to a Romeo and Juliet because of, like, the Montagues, and they're not friends when Romeo and Juliet ends. I just thought about it. It's just like that.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of that. I'm curious how many stories there were before Shakespeare's time or at Shakespeare's time that had that similar kind of rival family love story aspect, or if it all started with Shakespeare. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know ancient stories that much.
Yeah, but I feel like Shakespeare really did give a lot of authors ideas mm-hmm. on that. And he's a very good author. And he's my role model when I'm writing it. He's like, 'tis thy love or something like that.
Did you have another poem that you wanted to share?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, Dreams by Langston Hughes, 1902 to 1967. That was his lifetime. And the poem is Hold Past to Dreams. For if dreams die, life is broken, winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams. For when dreams go, life is a barren field, frozen with snow. That's Dreams by Langston Hughes. So I feel like that poem gives us an idea to just run towards our dreams before the time runs out. And yeah, I feel like that tells us that, you know, time is limited. So we should just achieve it as much as we can. Yep.
Yeah, it's a great poem. I found a poem I could share as well. This is from poets.org, the Academy of American Poets website, and they have a poem a day. And so this is their poem for Wednesday, July 7th. So it's called Born, Living, Will, Die. And it's by Kimon Felix. And it says, for my favorite auntie, Jeanette, sometimes I think I'm never going to write a poem again. And then there's a full moon. I miss being in love, but I miss myself most when I'm gone. In the salty, wet air of my ancestry, my auntie peels a mango with her teeth. And I'm no longer writing political poems because there are mangoes and my favorite memory is still alive. I'm digging for meaning, but haunted by purpose, and it's an insufficient approach. What's the margin of loss on words not spent today? I'm getting older. I'm buying smaller images to travel light. I wake up, I light up, I tidy, and it's all over now.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, I liked that poem. It's like because I really love the moon and mangoes.
Yeah.
So any poem that has those two, that's nice.
Yeah.
I haven't had a good mango in a long time. I need to find some. I think it's past, it's like prime mango season.
Do you like mango smoothies?
I don't have them often, but I do like them.
Yeah, like mango lassi and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm vegan now, so I can't eat mango or drink mango lassis anymore, but I loved them as a kid. And I love mango juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should try to make a vegan mango lassi.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah.
Should be pretty easy. If I can find a good mango. That's the main thing, is you got to find the mango first.
I love mangoes too. Mangoes, watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, watermelon's my summer favorite. Although I've really been feeling the strawberries lately. I know strawberry season's just about ended, but I love the fresh fruit of summer. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Makes the heat waves worth it. Yeah. If it wasn't for the fresh fruit and veggies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Summer would be rough.
True. Are you growing the fruits and vegetable this year?
I'm not growing fruit unless, well, I'm growing fruit vegetables. So I'm growing tomatoes and jalapenos and cucumber and zucchini and radishes and lettuce and beans and nasturtium and a bunch of herbs and flowers.
Wow.
But most of the flowers aren't edible, or I wouldn't suggest it.
That's a lot of things.
How
are you growing the beans? Like the beans, like the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually got two different kinds of beans that I'm trying to grow. That I got the seeds from our library of local kiosk that's in the library. And so we have a bunch of seeds that people can just come and take and they can plant things in their garden. So actually most of the things I'm growing from seed are from that kiosk, except the tomatoes, we got some starters from a friend. Cucumber, the zucchini, the radishes, and the beans I all got through library of local. And so the beans that I'm growing, one is a scarlet runner bean. And one is Hank's Extra Special Baking Bean. And yeah, so far I'm just kind of experimenting with it. So it's low stakes. If I don't get good beans, I'm okay. But I have to see if I need like a special trellis or something, or if it'll, I'm not sure if it'll just work with my fence or not. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But I can always add a trellis if I need to. But so far it's maybe a few inches tall. But we'll see with the weather we've been having, with the heat and the rain. My plants have been sort of exploding, just growing really fast.
Yeah.
Like we went from little tomato seedlings to like big tomato plants really fast. No tomatoes yet, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's good that you're growing like fresh out of.
Yeah, it's nice. The herbs are very nice too, because you can just quickly add them to something.
Yeah.
And I like the radishes because you can just eat them. Like you just pick them, wash them, eat them. They're a little spicy, which I like.
Yeah, and they're really good with salad too.
Are you growing anything at your home?
No, not this year. Like this year has been busy.
Yeah, maybe we can get you a little potted. Like the nasturtium's really easy to grow, and that's fun because it's edible flowers. So you can, like, if you're having a salad, you can just put some flowers on it, and it looks pretty, and they taste good. Plus, they look nice in the pot. So it's a win-win-win.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's easy is nice too. And the radishes are actually, they're pretty fast growing and they don't need much sun. Actually, in the summer, you want to give them some shade because they're more of a spring fall crop, but they can grow in the summer as long as they don't get overheated or too much sun. Yeah. But anyone out there listening that wants to grow, you can come to the library and pick up some seeds. And very soon, we're also going to have tools that people can borrow. So if you want to borrow a hoe or a rake, various things for setting seeds, starting seeds. You can come by and borrow that from the library, just like you'd borrow a book. The seeds we don't make you bring back, but if you were to save seeds, you could bring those back and then we can grow again the next year. But on that note, I think we're just about out of time for today. So thank you everyone for listening. And we hope you'll stop by the library someday soon. Say hello to me and Mashuda and our other friends here and to check out all we have to offer this summer. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, happy reading.
Bye. नस नस में अब ये जग गया